This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Lock her up. class, I just posted a couple seconds before the broadcast something that was not quite complimentary about her. And I just got disconnected. Just got disconnected right after I posted. It took like maybe a minute. So here I am on plan B. So the quality is not quite as good, but we're live. We're live and everyone all set, cocked, locked. And everybody must be in a good mood that listens to this broadcast because she is not going to be in the Oval Office. And I hope that some of the performers and the Hollywood ilk choke on their words. I hope they do, and I'm looking forward to the movement of people out of this country who have caused us so many problems and who have supported her. And I said before that anyone who supports her, Barry, the vacationer, the golfer, anyone who supports them is not a friend of ours. Actually, is an enemy of ours. So, class, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I'm not sure if the listen line is working. I can't test it right this moment. But if it is up and running, it's 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, Vincent. It's nice to be back with you. It's been three weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, where you been?
Yeah, that's right. By location, here and there.
Yeah.
How are you doing? You know, are you okay? Everything good?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I wanted to go to my high school reunion. So I decided to, you know, head out that way, and you know, we got stranded. So I got a chance to see what it'd be like living in a car for a couple of days with Mrs. Fennelli. And it wasn't all that bad.
It wasn't all that bad. That's what they call it.
But well, here's what I learned. We were stuck at a place called Maryland House. It's between the north and southbound lanes of Interstate 95. It's a rest stop. They've got gas pumps and tractor trailers come in there, and so the smell and the pollution is just over the top. I got a chance to see a lot of things that I didn't like. I got a chance to see me first. I got a chance to see how people drive right through stop signs, right in the parking lot. You come off the exit ramp and go into this travel stop, and there's a stop sign right there, and just, it's an intersection, and cars just plow right through it. And, you know, so we were just watching this thinking, there's got to be a lot of accidents here. We didn't see any, but we also saw people who were stranded as we were, and no one was willing to help them either. So kind of interesting how I had a chance to see what, just a small taste of what it's going to be like as we spiral down. But, you know, I did get a chance to see the sunshine yesterday, and I drove, I was in the vehicle going towards Springfield with Mrs. Fennelli and our son and my mom, and I got a chance to see the sun shining, and it was really kind of nice. And I felt, you know, I mentioned to Mrs. Fennelli and and my mom and our son, that I have this feeling that the oppression has been somewhat lifted, because I thought that Hillary would drive us right into World War III, pushing, nudging, causing problems with Vladimir Putin and Russia. And it looks like Donald Trump is considered to be a nice guy, and I didn't see him be that Vladimir Putin during the alleged debate. He said, well, I don't know, you know, I'm paraphrasing. He said, I don't know him. You know, I'd like to know him. He didn't say, yeah, he's a bad guy, because we don't know that, do we? Do we know that he's a bad guy? I think I'd rather have someone who would avoid World War III rather than rush us right into it.
Well, there's all roads lead to Rome. Good luck with this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anybody that would want to be president has got to screw loose anyway, right out of the gate. And, you know, watch how everyone ages when they take that job.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you notice it. And the only one I can't get was Carter. I mean, he was a physicist. Why would he want to even, I don't get it. And Trump, I think that Hillary was in, and what happened was the email busted her as a pedophile, and they're about to do her. And as such, they switched to the different camp with Trump. If you look at the state of Oregon and how the voting went, it's really amazing. This little tiny dot in there, red, that's all Hillary's votes, carried the state, and the rest of the state, which is blue, Trump. Well, how does that work? Does that mean that 90% of the state of Oregon lives in Portland? I don't think so. And that is across the board everywhere. And when you look at the so-called Electoral College thing we were talking about earlier, and the way they gerrymander the districts, that's an AI. And they do pattern recognition and facial recognition to pin it down cold. And they can swing it any way they want. And the bad news is, I think the one percenters are being played by something.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't right. And there isn't any way to vet it.
Rick, I did not vote in the presidential election. And so I didn't really want to say it publicly or too publicly. I kind of hinted around that. And the reason that I did not vote is I refused to participate in the charade. And I happened to be in the waiting room at an appointment, at a routine checkup for a family member, not me. And so I was in the waiting room, and I was talking to this man, probably about my age. And he told me that he was a missionary, and he traveled around, and he traveled to Kenya, and he got a chance to see a lot of desperation throughout the world. And we were talking about the election, and I said I did not vote for the very first time in my adult life. I did not vote for president. I did not vote. And his immediate reaction was, and I'm going to give you the quote. I still don't know quite what it means, but he said, I'm ashamed. I mean, he blurted out that he's ashamed. And I think he was saying that he was ashamed of my behavior. And I said, why? Why would you be ashamed of me not voting? And he said, it's like, it's un-American to not vote. And I said, he didn't say those words, but it's like that was
un-American.
That was the message. And I said, my vote doesn't count. And I said, neither does yours, and neither does your wife's vote count. And the proof of it is that if you looked at the results of the what the media said, the results of that poll, Hillary won. Hillary won the popular poll.
Vote, not the Electoral College. That's how they gerrymander, and my guess is that she was in for the take and was going to win until that email came out and they had to switch plan B.
Well, you're not the only one. You're not the only one that feels that way. I do too. And I got a call from Europe, and we may get a call from Europe during this broadcast. So, John, our engineer, I just want to mention I do not have any internet access right now. No internet, so I can't use the call screen to put anyone on the air. I can't see it because it's not up because the internet is down here. So if we get a call, please let us know, and you'll have to put the call on for us or calls. So I actually feel better about the election. I was really bummed out, and I was trying to figure out what would I say if Hillary were selected to be the CEO.
You can't get off the air.
I wouldn't have to say much, right?
Yeah.
I might even get a chance to say, see ya, I'm out of here. And that would be the eighth time. That would be the eighth time.
Well, you already are being kicked off the air. That internet thing is nonsense. And they are doing this to everybody. I have watched how Google and Amazon, this is craziness that's going on with these artificial intelligent computers. The AIs are dominating everything now. And I don't think anybody gets how deadly this is. It's way, way more dangerous than radiation. And, you know, here we are in the 1940s, and we just dropped a bomb, and now we've got to set policy. And guess what? The artificial AIs are way more dangerous than anything nuclear and with Fukushima and the rest of it. There's a thing that comes in I get called Futurism every day on artificial intelligent computers, and you will not believe what they're doing now. They can pattern recognition, for example, they can lip read better than a human being can. That means they can lip read while you're walking. They don't have to listen to your telephone or a phone.
Okay, let's
it goes on and on.
Let's connect another dot. So here in our little village in the middle of nowhere in Missouri, and you've been to our little village, and
yeah.
if you go to participate in the alleged voting for president, you'll see when you walk in that they've got these iPads. And the people all know who we are. They know my mom, and they know our family. And they say, okay, your name? Like, really? and then you have to prove who you are. And they've got you on the voter registration iPad. And they click it, and okay, so now you're registered. You are time-stamped when you come in. Then you fill out this multiple-choice questionnaire as to who you would like if you had a choice. And they know who you are and when you're there. So they can connect the dots as to how you vote.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're back. We're back on High Speed Digital, and I was just wondering, what the heck could I have said on the internet that would have caused us to get knocked off the air just like a minute before broadcast time? And I was connected. And so I'll read it to you. It's very short. It's a post on Facebook. It says, right now, at 9 a.m. Central Time, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Doc Ram. We're going to be talking about Dr. Strange, the Mandela Effect, chemtrails and blood types. She's an alleged pervert. Young girls, it's way worse than we've been told. And that's all I put. I guess it's the part about me saying she's an alleged pervert. Maybe that's what did it. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, she's an alleged pervert. What's the story on that?
You mean Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I just reading the latest on the emails, and FBI are going after her now again, and that's probably why she didn't win, and they changed to Plan B. That's my guess, because she, you know, is about to be busted, so you can't have your brand-new president going to jail right out of the gate. I don't know. I know that those people are practicing forms of magic that are creepy. I have been studying this since the 60s. I went to Rosecroix, and I went to OHI, the Theosophical Society. I even studied with Krishnamurti on Orcas Island in Relais. And I have... a background in the occult that is unparalleled. And when I say that, it really is a knowledge base as deep as my agriculture and my physics. And really, at this moment in time, it's necessary. And I'm about to come out of the closet, and I am strongly recommending everybody see the new movie, Dr. Strange. There he is with his Eye of Agamotto. My robe, like his, came from Golden Dawn. I have Samuel McGregor Mather's robe. It was 6 foot, and the thing fits me perfectly. And it was given to me in 1971. Now, I have a legacy to follow here in terms of stopping some of this nonsense. You know, there's things going on that you can't see. And we talk about them, you know, behind closed doors, that kind of thing. There's other things going on, like poltergeist and, you know, the paranormal things that we study. This is why I studied it. This is why I studied the dark arts, what they call the dark arts, because I wanted to understand what was real and what was nonsense. And there's the energy used in pedophile as a ritual is almost as strong or more than voodoo with blood. And, you know, that Transylvania were bathing in blood in some centuries because they felt it would vitalize the body. And really, when you start to think about the kinds of creepy thoughts that you have when you go sideways, that is how the world turns. And we are creating our own thing, reality, and these individuals, they can't be human because they're creating something that I don't even understand, and I'm as good as it gets. And so I'm at war on a whole nother level that I'm declaring war. And most of these people, like the Republican Party, have lodges, inner lodges, secret handshakes, grips, whatever, that identify an individual by the way they grab your hand. And I have to tell you, I studied it all. It's mostly nonsense. And there is some real things within it that absolutely do work. For example, voodoo. Voodoo is you doing yourself like a demon. A demon can't get you, but they can make you get yourself. And they can make you do something that will hurt yourself because you want to.
Rick, when we come back, let's talk about Skull and Bones and secret societies.
Yeah, imagine
well,
that, yeah.
G.W. Bush
said there's a lot more than that going on. Supreme Court, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. Some of the members and what it's all about. Doc Ram's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Doc Ram.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively quickly affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have got your
take? My, when you go to the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Doc Ram is with us. DocRam.com, DocRam.com. Miles is joining us from Europe. Miles, it's such a treat to hear your voice. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing? Good morning, class. Hope you're doing well.
I'm good. Thank you.
So why am I calling in? We had a conversation yesterday going on shortly after the election was published. And I want to give you the European view on that and a little bit of background to what happened. Isn't it surprising that although and somebody is winning in the polls for more than a year, being ahead of everybody and being put into the feeling and situation that everything is good, everybody supports you, and then 10 days prior to the final polling, all goes down. That reminds me here, from my point of perspective, of a typical Roman Empire setup. What happened? That you have somebody running with the entire network running full steam, and then taking them out in the last, on the final step of the way, in order to take the entire network down and then replace them, because somebody in Washington was getting too influential and they need replacement.
Fascinating. Fascinating. So you're saying, I believe you're saying that even she was blindsided.
Even she was blindsided. It kind of reminded me of one of my mentors who told me in a similar situation in a military environment where he said, hoc est digitus Dei. This is the finger of God. And so it is more than meets the eye. The interesting part now on what is happening is that 9 days prior to the final polling, the stock markets went down 9 consecutive days. This made history. It never happened before. So even the markets prepared for a takeover of the candidates, and we're showing that in the sliding down of all the indices that were available, including the European ones. And if you look at the bond market had a huge sell-off directly right in the morning after in the European morning after the elections. The European morning was like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning when the so-called final TV result was given out, and Trump had his speech. And that instant, there were bonds cleared in Europe and in America, in Brussels, in the billions like you've never seen before. So somebody is preparing the stage for Donald Trump to come in as the one who is to take the blame for the economic disaster. And the European news are painting exactly that. He is an antichrist. He is a guy who is has no tolerance. All the immigration is that already has been so successfully done here with the new neighbors that we received here. And we are to receive 70 million new neighbors until the year 2020. And you 120 million until the year 2020. That is a contractual agreement already. So we're going to see how that will develop now. Vince?
As you say that, I was thinking, so what are the Europeans thinking about having these new neighbors come in mass?
We have, Germany has the largest issues with France. They have the highest population of North Africans coming in, including the black Africans. And there are no-go zones in Germany where even the police doesn't go in there unless they use a SWAT kind of setup in order to get things accomplished. This is the beginning. This is just the beginning. We are talking about 1.9 million refugees, our new neighbors, being integrated since 2014. And this is not the peak. The European Commissioner for Integration and Immigration has the task to integrate 70 million new inhabitants until 2025. And Hillary Clinton signed the papers for 120 million until 2020 or 2025. So that was already a done deal. And that comes in addition to that, what you have going on with the Mexican border.
You know, I think about the cultures, and I think about what a drastic change there can be in cultures. And I'm just looking at a little microcosm here in our neck of the woods where we have the Amish moving in. Just a small percentage. And they're already changing the culture. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying they're changing it. And I don't know. I don't know if I like it or not. So that's what we're seeing. Do I like the change? No, I don't like the change. If it's better, that'd be wonderful. But It's a change, and it's coming. And it's with a small percentage.
What's happening right now happened all over the times, all over the places. You can start with the Crusades, where the Crusades were undertaken in order to conquer new lands. And the Turkish, the Ottoman Empire army came up to Vienna. Vienna was the part where the greatest battle from was going on back then. And they were defeated and they were pushed back. But if you think about one thing, the Catholic Church is a state as well. It's called the Vatican. So wherever you have a church, it's a representation of a government, of a state. If you tell me that America is founded on Christian foundations, that means that there is a state within the state that makes the rules. And I kind of agree with that, because there is an archbishop and a metropolite and in several regions in America that actually do the rules. So bring that back to the new neighbors. You have Muslim immigrants that are not bound to any kind of nation. They're not bound to any kind of state or government. They're only bound to their Sharia, to the laws of the religion. And the conflict will become hotter the more people come here. Because Islam spreads peacefully until a certain threshold is reached, and that threshold now in certain German cities is reached. So what you see now is that they have more self-esteem, and they're walking around in groups, and they have the Sharia police walking, and when they see a girl that is not wearing a headscarf, they're beating her up. So this is already happening. And what can the police do? Nothing, because no statute applies to a higher law under religion. They cannot do anything. So several European countries have a situation that there's death and murder, and they cannot prosecute them, because whenever somebody stays in front of a judge, he tells the judge, God told me to do that. I was a tool of God. And out he goes. That is the situation, Vince.
Well, Rick, you have any comments?
No, I saw it coming when I watched the movie Inside the Cartel. The way the Mexicans are coming across our border down in Arizona and New Mexico. It's and I spent last night, I was visiting a friend up in the middle of a mountain somewhere. He's an old hippie Navajo that used to hang out and do the dance. And he said that the whole thing is about taking control of everything. I'm speechless. I am being prepared for a type of battle that you guys probably will never really understand. It's not a physical thing. It has to do with trying to change a mindset of the groupthink. And I think we have an opportunity. I think that Trump is a shill. Personally, I'm glad Hillary is probably going to go to jail. That is probably what's going to happen, because she's been doing naughty. And now they're going to have some kind of, what is that called, straw man. Yeah, there it is, wicker man. They'll burn her at the stake. And if they don't, watch what happens to the UN next. I just, with Dubai pulling on Deutsche Bank, I think we're about to see the beginning of the end on about a number of things.
May I jump on the UN, Doc? The UN released... May I jump on the UN part?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The UN released Friday, 2 weeks ago, a letter, a recommendation of the subcommittee of global transportation. Vincent had heads up on that a week prior to that from the European side, what they already decided and what kind of legislation they put in place. Now, the UN has the climate agenda with what they plan, not only to introduce, but now bring into action the green government, where the environment will be the guidance for creating new laws for us all. because we are the bad ones. If you're pooping into your backyard, into a hole, no, that's bad. You shouldn't do that. So this is something that has been prepared for the last 25, 30 years, and now comes into absolute full swing. Right now, as we speak, 192 nations are meeting in Marrakesh, Morocco, including that they invited global corporations and NGOs and how to transfer what they planned last, what the results of the presentation of last Friday was, how they want to have the transition going on. So we're talking about application now. And the application has already been signed on with the Paris Treaty, with all the governments, bringing in the new green guidelines to reduce the CO2 and methane gas for 40%, what is the end of the internal combustion engine, and the end of would be the end of coal, and the end of a couple of other things that like cows. Cows would come to an end. The industrial cow farming would come to an end. Right now,
I wonder what a white hat, or what they call the white dragon society, is about, as opposed to the Rothschilds. And there is, I spent a weekend down in Anaheim with Entrepreneur of the Year. They had me do a workshop, and these guys, he was Vietnamese, he's a billionaire, and they are spiritual. I found no...
Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Ram's with us, DocRam.com. Miles is joining us from Europe. Doc Ram, you were talking about a presentation you were giving in California. Did you want to continue?
Well, I met some very interesting people, and the reason I'm mentioning this is that this guy, I don't know how old he is, maybe in his early 40s, had four skyscrapers in a quad. He owns them all and has 11 corporations and is a billionaire. And basically has no heirs, was a true seeker, wanting spiritual direction. And he has a tribe, and they want to turn Villa Estates, something down in Anaheim, something like that, into a kibbutzim. And it's interesting to realize I've met some very wealthy people, I mean really wealthy, and these people, all of them, were spiritual. They're looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, doing ayahuasca and things of that nature, but I did that too when I was young, trying to understand what was not seen but was present. And there's something else going on here. And I mentioned white dragon. I don't know what it is, except that right now BLM has given all the Oregon forest to China, and they gave a class one uranium mine to Russia. And we're being divvied up. This city of Grand Sass is 50% of the property. It's Chinese.
Now, it's not, Rick, it's not just that. Volvo is now owned by a Chinese holding corporation.
There's a war. And that's right. There's a war between the yuan and the dollar and or whatever comes up next, the Z dollar or whatever. The thing is, I remember when I was at Ithaca and they had the Cornell and they had the Ithaca dollar. And the idea was when I was a grad student, for so many hours I work on campus, I was given a chit that I could spend anywhere in town. For clothing, books, rent, whatever, as the Ithaca dollar. And I am sensing that we're going to be seeing something like that begin to happen everywhere. And I don't know how the Bitcoin works. I don't know anything about finance. David Morgan and Morgan Report is a personal friend now, and I'm trying to glean, like I did with agriculture. I'm trying to study how this is all going to work, because none of things of currency and trade is real. What's real is labor. And everybody does something different, and predicated on your tribe, you have different ways of identifying who's going to do what, like the Aborigine and the mutant down under. That's nuts, but that concept of how they watch a child, and when it's a child, it determines what it's going to do to contribute to the tribe. And I think we're going to start seeing, going back to Cheers, and everybody knows your name. I think it's going to start like that.
I've got David Morgan's business card in my hand. He's going to be on with us tomorrow. Thank you very much for putting that together.
He's a very, very cool person. And Rich Sheban is another one that I met in your home, lives just down the street from him. Sheban's in Montana, but David's up in Spokane. And I remember Spokane when it was a small town, and now it's not only a city, they have gangs that run through the streets with Tech Nines. That's Spokane. And Coeur d'Alene, just across the border there, everything is changing. There's too many people.
Rick, hold that thought. Miles, we were talking this morning before the broadcast, and you called me. Fear of Trump's protectionism. That's something that is in the European headlines, right?
Yeah, it's in the headlines. And we have NATO troops, 300,000 under DEFCON 2, awaiting orders from NATO, meaning from Washington, to maybe go to a hot war.
Can you stay with us for hour number two?
Just for short, in the first segment. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Doc Ram's going to be with us for the full hour. Miles is going to be with us for segment number one of hour number two. Please don't touch that dial. So, fear of Trump's protectionism. That's something that's pretty important, because he mentioned 25% import duties that he wants to establish in the United States. That'll have a dramatic effect on jobs. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.